Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. American scholar, pastor, teacher, and author William Arthur Ward stated, "Three keys to more abundant living: caring about others, daring for others, sharing with others." It sounds like the kind of lives parents live for their children. Caring, daring, sharing for their own little ones. Of course, as they grow, it doesn't seem to change. In fact, sometimes in spite of difficulties, hardships, challenges, the love grows even more. And yet this is something that should relate with all of us. I mean, if we all want to increase the quality of our lives and be a blessing to others, it goes back again to caring, daring, and sharing with others. Our guests today do that in their daily lives. In fact, the abundance of their lives in many respects could be rooted into the awareness of living out lives of care, caring, daring, and sharing. I want to pause just for a moment to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is, about abundant living. But in doing so, the heart of it all, to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. Our focus is very clear, that you would know the love of Jesus, that you would know and experience a personal relationship with Him. He who died on the cross for your sins, who shed His precious blood on that cross, who was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today, as much as He has done incredible work in the lives of our guests, He is wanting to do that great work in your life as well. If you are walking with the Lord as a believer, maybe you're needing some encouragement along the way. Today, we want to build you up, strengthen you as you hear the story of Brian and Jill Fu. They are parents who are involved in the lives of their children, in the ministries of their church, First Assembly of God, Red Hill. Brian is no ordinary executive for Wells Fargo in the financial services industry. He's involved in the security administration. There, the church plays the electric guitar on the worship team, leads a men's group, and helps in kids' church and youth events. He's been a competitive weightlifter and enjoys sports, particularly golf. Jill is part of Women of the Word. She takes care of the resource center at the church, leads a small group, and is with Moms in Touch. She's also into scrapbooking and sports, too. They have two sons, Jeremy, who recently graduated from Biola University with a degree in computer science, and Zachary, who is a broadcast journalism major there also at Biola. Brian and Jill, welcome to our show.
Good morning, Danny.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Well, Brian, where did you grow up?
I grew up right here. I'm a local boy. Grew up in Pearl City area. My whole childhood was there. And so I experienced, just ever since it was cane fields right across from the house, all the way till how it's developed till today.
How about you, Jill?
I grew up in this area in Kalihi. And we moved several times. So I attended 3 different elementary public schools, and then I eventually I went to Kalakaua Intermediate, and I graduated from McKinley High School.
I always say in Hawaii, you start mentioning schools and you start connecting with people.
That's right.
And people begin to understand a little bit more about our background. Who influenced you most, Brian, in your early, your growing up years?
You know, I gave that some thought, and the thought that came to me was it takes a village to raise a child, because there's a lot of influences that I had, and as I was growing up, I always went to a private school, and at that point, you know, so I had influence from teachers, from my mom, my dad, my friends. But I would think that my dad was a good influence on me because he had a good attitude, real positive. He liked people, and, you know, he cared about people. So I liked that. I took that attitude from him, and he was never bragged about himself, and he showed compassion. So I was influenced by my dad because sometimes thoughts come back where I think about things that he said. Like he would take me out to lunch, or he would take me out to breakfast, and then he would say something, and those memories come back to me every once in a while. And it was always, he would try to say he loved me in certain ways. But you know, the old generation has a hard time with that.
Yes, not so, very expressive, yeah, verbal expression. Yeah.
Right, so it's real indirect. Mm-hmm. He had a little bit difficulty doing that, so he would do it in those ways.
He would take me out. Like, what would he do?
Well, he would take me out to breakfast, and then he would ask me how everything's going, and then this and that, and he would listen to me ramble on. And at the end, you know, he would just give me he didn't call it what it was, like a Holy Spirit handshake. He would bless me with some cash, and he would just say, I just want you to have some pocket money, because I don't want you to feel, you know, like you don't have money in your pocket. I want to take some stress off. Mm-hmm. And that was his way of saying, I love you.
Yeah. Jill, how about you? Who influenced you most during your growing up years?
Well, growing up, Danny, my dad was an alcoholic. So, and my mom, and they both worked a lot. So we were considered, I guess, latchkey kids. Mm-hmm. And so I think I picked up a lot from the neighborhood kids. And I grew up learning from, I guess, people from, like, my teachers and my friends and their parents. And I got involved with the YMC youth group. So going there, I was able to, we had a club. In those days, there were social clubs. So we had an advisor. And I think the advisor, I saw an adult from a different upbringing. So I guess she influenced me by some of the things she, you know, said to me growing up. And influenced me to be like a junior leader during the summer. And that's how I slowly started getting involved in serving as a teen. And I think my mom, I would say I give her a lot of credit, because I've seen how she had to struggle and raising five children and really not having a husband there to help her. And yeah, so my mom, I'm thankful. Being Mother's Day was just yesterday. I'm very thankful that she stuck it out, and she didn't never gave up. Yeah.
How did you become a Christian, Brian?
Well, it's it goes back to my childhood. I was raised going to church all the time in Catholic church, but somehow I felt a disconnect when I was in high school, and so I actually stopped attending church. I felt that there was more, but something was missing in my relationship, so I just stopped going. But then as I went through my 20s, and during that time period, occasionally, from time to time, I would feel God's call tugging at my heart. Well, I would have quiet moments when nobody was around, and I would have a real sincere talk with myself, and I would think about what's important in life, and I would think about that commitment that I could make, that I haven't made to God. And, you know, then I'd get busy and I would slip into my daily routine and I would just keep going on. So occasionally this would happen. And then, you know, eventually I met Jill. And at that point in time, she invited me to one of the services at church. And at that point in time, First Assembly had a location downtown at Lunalilo Street. And I felt that it was a natural thing for me to go because I just felt God was calling me, and then everything just came together. So I went to the service, and Pastor Sapp was the pastor at the time, and I just felt he was talking directly to me. I felt God was talking directly to me. And so when they did the altar call, I just got up and went to the front, and I just felt like I needed to commit. I needed to just take action, and it didn't matter who was there. So at that point in time, I gave my heart to the Lord and been walking with Him ever since. And of course, you know, there's a lot of change that needs to develop once you become a Christian. That's not the end. That's the beginning mm-hmm. of the change.
Important point that you just made. Sometimes we think, hey, that's I said the prayer, you know, the sinner, quote unquote, sinner's prayer. How come my life isn't changed? But it's a beginning of a process, the mighty Holy Spirit working in and through us. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that Jill invited you to church. You had met her, and she already shared about her upbringing and the respect that she has for her dear mother. I mean, we talk about Mother's Day and celebrating. And the memory of our mothers. And Jill, when we come back from our break, so I want to ask you how you came to know the Lord. We're going to take a quick break right now. But you see here, one person leads another to the Lord. They begin, Brian and Jill are connecting with each other. And she invites him. He comes, and the Spirit of God moves through Pastor Roy Sapp at First Assembly of God there when it was up at Lunalilo Street. But growing up with an alcoholic father and a mother who's working to raise 5 kids, I'm wondering how Jill Fu came to Christ. She's going to share it. When we come back, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life. becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says, Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He has a good relationship with his dad. I mean, his dad, although not expressive, you know, always saying, I love you, as is typically so in a certain generation of Asians. But dad would show him that he loved him in other ways, and he knew it. I'm talking about Brian Fu. His wife Jill, well, when she was growing up, she had it tough. I mean, her dad was an alcoholic. Her mother worked very hard to raise five children. And, you know, together, they are now, of course, husband and wife, and are greatly involved in ministry, impacting many lives for the Lord. But where does it all begin? And that's what we're here to talk about today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm very, very glad that you're with us today, because I believe that you're going to be moved and ministered to by the story of Brian and Jill Fu. To find out more about our program and to access other resources that we have available, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as you do, there are a number of things that you can find there. But when you do, listen to the shows. You can find out by different subjects what topics interest you and what topics may interest others that you might want to send the show to. And they could listen to it as well. In that way, you'd be reaching out to them and sharing the hope of Christ with those in your family and friends. Jill, take us back. You had a tough upbringing. How did you become a Christian?
Well, Danny, my family was a Buddhist. And I guess a lot of Asian families, religion is according to what their family is. So we would go to the temple during certain occasions, and that was basically my religion. And as I was in my 20s, somehow I started seeking, wanting to know about God and who God was. And so I had a cousin who was always attending a Christian church. So as a child, she invited me with her a few times. So I had some exposure to hearing a preacher speak about the Bible and the Bible stories. And I guess the seed was planted, because when I started seeking, I was open to people that came to my door, such as the Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, people that came, I would invite them in, and I really wanted to learn about how do you get to know God. And then I went through a very low time in my life. A lot of times people say you have to hit rock bottom before you really start crying out to God. And I started seeking before I hit rock bottom. But when I did hit rock bottom, I was invited by the same cousin to her church, which was Grace Bible. And there I heard the good news about salvation and that the Lord loved you the way you were and was willing to accept you. And that's where I accepted the Lord. And when I did, I had a, there was a change in how I saw everything. Like the sky was bluer, the the grass seemed greener. Everything, the way I looked at the world changed. And I guess because I was, the way I was feeling at the time, hopeless, the Holy Spirit really did a work in me. I mean, he really accepted me, and I really felt God's love, that he was real and he was with me. So that's how I came to know the Lord.
Going back to the beginnings, and I can see and sense that as real as it was back then, the recollection of it brings back a flood of recollection of what it was like, and to this day impacts you. When you're feeling hopeless and you're searching, because somebody today may very well be feeling hopeless and searching, what was it about Christ, the message you heard, Jill, that touched you? Maybe it'll touch somebody today as they're listening to you share.
Well, I don't remember the whole message, but all I remember, one thing I do remember is that that God loved me, that he knew me before I was born. He knew everything about me. I mean, hearing that he knew everything about me, because I felt I did a lot of things that was not good. And I wasn't a good daughter. I was not nice to my mom and my dad. And anyway, so I hearing how God knew everything about me and he loved me and he was willing to accept me the way I was, and that he had a plan for my life. And I wanted to find out what that plan was. Mm. And I had a purpose, you know. So he actually changed the way I saw myself and the way I looked at the world.
This kind of change is not remote. You're listening today. You might feel like you're in a remote place, and maybe the radio waves, or maybe you're listening via the internet. You might be in another country listening, or certainly you might not even be in the state of Hawaii. You might be in another state listening. But God sees you. He knows you by name. He knows all about you. Just like Jill was saying, I mean, he knows all about us. And he loves us. Maybe you're like Jill, and, well, I'll just put myself in there too. I wasn't a nice guy. There's a lot of things that I did, Jill. You're not alone. I mean, that hurt my parents, that hurt others. I know what it's like to live with guilt and to feel the need for forgiveness. And Brian and Jill are in studio today. They're nodding their heads. We're three of us together. And we're with you. And the Lord sees you. And he says, you know, the guilt, I died for that guilt. Christ sacrificed his life so that the three of us and you, our dear friend, could be forgiven. Well, they're new people in Christ. They've raised two fine young men. So now, Joe, you introduce Brian, to bring him to church. How did you guys meet? She's pointing to Brian. Brian, it's your turn now.
Okay, I guess that's my cue. She was hired as a part-time receptionist at work, And it was really funny because I was very afraid of coming into the office because people were already trying to matchmake us as soon as they saw that she came to work. So they called me up on my cell phone and said, "You got to come to work. You got to meet this girl, Jill." So I was really afraid, deathly afraid. So when I came to the office and then I saw Jill, and then immediately I felt something that I would like to get to know her. So actually, just by going to work, God brought her to my workplace and provided a situation for us to meet in a non-confrontational, you know, a nice atmosphere, you know, non-threatening.
Now, along with that, you're also a sportsman, a weightlifter. How did you get into that? And then you got into competition too. I mean, that takes it to a whole nother level. Give us some background about that.
It kind of slowly grew because I was always interested in a physical activity. So as I was growing up at the University of Hawaii, I got involved in martial arts. So I was training, but I never got involved with the weightlifting side until after college. And then it slowly became a growing interest with me, so I started to study it. And I thought, oh, this is kind of interesting because you can learn about how to do things and achieve little goals, and then one more goal. So eventually I started spending more time actually doing it. And then when I met Jill, then she started working out also. And so it would be something where we would go to the Y together and mm-hmm. start doing that.
I find it a great privilege. I love doing this, talking about people's passions. I mean, I at some point, obviously, the weightlifting and the working out has taken root, and you did it together. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, I'd like to find out about your passions. What drives you to do the things that you do? Obviously, you're involved in many things at church. You're certainly involved deeply in the lives of your boys. In doing so, you impact a lot of lives. God is using you to bring healing to people, encouragement to people. You have a gift of facilitating events, organizing things, bringing people together. I mean, you're like magnets of sorts, and God is using you. But where does the passion come from? When we come back, Brian and Jill Fu, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
If you ever want to get to know somebody, at some point in your conversation, it might be at your first meeting, or that might be a little forward, but it might be in your second or third meeting. At some point, though, if you really want to get to know somebody, ask them about what they're interested in. You know, get to know their interests. Of course, sometimes, and I've been guilty of this, I'm so engaged with what I'm doing, I want to tell them my story and what's happening. But when you really want to get to know somebody, find out what their passion is. What is the source of what drives them? And then you'll learn a tremendous amount. You may have so much to see and know about them that you'll gain so much more insights, so much more compassion. Anyway, that's what we do here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. We're interested in you. Because we're interested in you, we're interested in the stories of our guests, because somehow, some way, in ways that only God can do, we see them connecting with you. And as you relate with what you're hearing, it's really the Lord connecting with you, letting you know that, hey, you can relate with others, and others can relate with you, and ultimately, you can relate with God. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's always a privilege to have you join us, and I'm grateful for that. To find out more about our program, I want you to go visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.com and share with me even what you're going through. And if there's a way that I could pray for you, my prayer team can pray for you. Share those requests. We get that from time to time, and we love to respond back to you. Whether it's me or my co-host, Leslie Silva, we will get back in touch with you, pray for you, share with you some scriptures. But if you need ministry, we're here. And we also have a list of churches that partner with us. You can find that at our partners, church partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And we also have some businesses that partner with us, and find out who they are also at our partners tab there at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Brian, Jill, your passion. What motivates you to do what you do?
I think if you had to say one word for our passion, well, let me just speak for myself first of all, but it's people. And the people starts with our family first. So it would be our children. So as our children started to grow up, we participated in everything that they were involved in, from sports, like coaching baseball, all the way through their school. So we became president of the Parent Teacher Fellowship. We participated with that for many years. And now as they move to the next stage, college level, then we started to participate with Biola University. At first, it was a real informal way, but we started to help. We started to connect with people. And now, we're part of the Parent Council. And so we're heavily involved with that. And our passion is to be involved with our boys and to affect people's lives, starting with our family and then reaching out to others.
Danny, like Brian said, we were involved heavily in marriage ministries also, because we believed in pleasing God and glorifying Him. And to do that, it's all about learning how to relate with others. So building relationships, you know, how to build a good relationship with your spouse, first with God, but then with your spouse and then your children. And we went through many, many classes. We even facilitated parenting classes because we believe that God wants us. He's our teacher, you know, the perfect teacher on relationships. So learning to have that relationship with God, our Lord, and then learning to pass that down to other people. And we have a passion to see marriages strengthened, and being families to be strong and having good relationships with their, you know, parents having good relationships with their children all through teen years and adulthood. That's why we get involved in these ministries.
I can see it. I can feel it, your passion. And you're involved. So it's more than just theoretically saying, yeah, I really feel that that's important. You're engaged, and you've done that throughout your married life. But I want to go further, because this passion is, we talk about passion and compassion. You have a compassion, obviously, for families, for parents. Where does this compassion come from, where you care so much that you want to help better people's lives in these areas? And they are tough areas when you talk about parenting and raising children and then just getting along. So where does this compassion come from?
I think it comes from the Holy Spirit, because of ourselves, we would probably be more concerned about our daily routine and our successes and let other people's problem be their problem. But the Lord has laid it on our heart to recognize the preciousness of not only each person, but each relationship, whether it's between a husband and wife, parent and child, sibling and sibling. You know, so all of these relationships are important in God's eyes, and He's laid it on our heart that this is precious in His sight. And we are to be used of Him to minister and to help these relationships to prosper and to develop. And a lot of people don't get involved because it's not an easy area to deal with. It's personal feelings, and each situation is so different from everybody else's, and it can be something that emotionally is very difficult to deal with. So these are things that you have to lift up in prayer and trust God. And that is where you have to develop the faith walk, to lift up other people and to trust that the Lord will be in control.
Sometimes when we're living our lives, we live. And like in your case, you live, you take care of what has to be taken care of, but you're caring for others. And yet every once in a while, we can't plan for it. We get shocked by news. We get shocked by, could be a health issue that sort of stops us in our track. It becomes a difficulty that we could never have dreamt. It was never part of the plan. Have you ever experienced something like that in your life that took you to another dimension of understanding and being able to relate with people?
Well, Danny, in 2010, we had a lot of physical health issues that came up. And I had been dealing with a lot of physical health issues for maybe 5 years, you know, prior to that. And Zachary was just, he just graduated from high school. He was ready for his first semester at Biola University. And my older son went for his eye checkup, and a regular eye checkup. And they discovered that he had a retina detachment. So he had to do an emergency surgery that summer, right before we were supposed to go to take Zachary back, you know, up to Biola. And the Lord was in it every step of the way, the details, the timing of when he could be released to go fly on the airplane was the day before we had to board that plane. The time when he could start reading was the day before he started school. I mean, everything was just the details. The Lord just took care of every detail. And then in December, Brian went for a checkup And you, do you want to share it?
That's well, your cue well, again, Brian.
I just want to add because during this period, from August through December, which is basically a five-month period, mm-hmm. actually at the time that Jeremy was diagnosed that he needed emergency surgery, the week of his surgery, I lost my hearing. I went deaf in my right ear. Mm. And there was no reason for it. There was no explanation. I went to the ear doctor, and he put me on some medication, and we were being monitored. I was being monitored every day. And the day that Jeremy was supposed to go in to get clearance to fly was on a Monday. We were supposed to fly on a Tuesday. I went in to get cleared to fly, and the doctor told me, oh, no, you can't fly. You cannot fly. And he asked me if I was going to go, and I said, yes, I'm going to go. So he actually took the initiative to have a nurse intentionally stay there as a witness to witness him telling me that I would lose my hearing if I got on the airplane, took the flight. And he gave me the address of a place to get emergency surgery once I landed. I called Jill, and she said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I really feel the Holy Spirit saying that we need to go on this trip, and I need to go. So I'm just going to pray, and I'm just going to go. And I had no pain.
And we had a peace, you know, that peace that passes all understanding. We had that peace. And so God just, you know, of course, Brian is here. He can hear. Mm-hmm. So obviously everything was fine. In fact, his hearing was fine. You know, it was better after he landed. And then in December is when we found out that Brian had to have heart surgery.
Yeah, at that time, I asked the doctors to do a checkup because I wasn't feeling quite right. So I went in for a dye test, and you know, after 10 minutes, the doctor who was performing it said, Mr. Fu, I have bad news for you. You need a bypass. You're not going home tonight. And inside, I was thinking, he must be speaking to somebody else. There must be somebody else in this room. But I dealt with it. I went back to the room. I called Jill, and I said, I'm not going home. I'm going to have bypass surgery.
Okay. Stop right there, because I need to hear the more details as we go further. You talk about, you know, Brian and Jill, they're involved in their children's lives. They're involved in the lives of others. And here they are just, you know, a couple of years ago, 2010, they are going through a process of health issues that sort of begin to steamroll and begin to gain momentum. If it's not one thing, it's another. Sound familiar? You ever feel like, hey, it can't get any worse than this? And then it gets worse. The context of it all is people loving the Lord, serving the Lord, and now they have these hiccups that get larger and larger in life. Now we're talking about a heart issue that's going to need some serious attention. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, more with Brian and Jill Fu. One of the things I love about them is they are transparent, open. That's what it takes, I believe, for the Lord really to show himself when we talk about relational issues. You can connect with them because, you know, perhaps you've experienced some hiccups in your own life. Maybe you feel like it can't get any worse, and today you got news about something that just set you back. And Brian and Jill are here to testify of God's amazing grace in the midst of life's difficulties. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Hey, life is dynamic. You know, time is moving. Things happen. And if you're going to live life, you're not going to go through life unscathed. I mean, you're going to have to risk. There's going to be times you're going to have to be daring. There's times when you're going to have to be more sharing than you would want to, or more sharing than you would have expected you'd be able to. And you're going to have to care for people sometimes when you don't feel like caring. And sometimes in the sharing, as you share things, you can't get all the specific details of how it goes through, but you know, God is working intricately in the life. He's so precise in what he does. But we live by his grace. And today, as you listen to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, maybe something has touched you. I also want to mention that we're a listener-supported program. And we have a program called the Good Life Partnership Club. And there are a number of benefits that we have available, some resources that we will send to you, some special access that you will have to a more of an inner working of what we do, to be a part of what we do. And I want to invite you to be a part of that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the partnership tab, and go to the Good Life Hawaii Partnership for the details there. Brian, before our break, you were talking about getting news from the doctor that, hey, your heart doesn't look good. What happened?
Well, like I said, I was, just to review, I was on the table doing the dye test where they look at your vessels, and I got the news that I was not leaving the hospital that night. I was to check in, and I was to stay overnight, and they would take me the next morning for bypass surgery. This was something that was kind of a news to me. I always thought I was really, really healthy throughout my life. I called Jill. She talked with me about it. We prayed about it. We called the pastor. Pastor Clayton Cole came over and he prayed for me. And you know, somehow after the prayer, we prayed, and Jill and I together felt a perfect peace about what was to happen. And I could actually almost tangibly feel the presence of Jesus in my room with me. It's like he was just there. And I had a perfect peace, which doesn't make sense, because this is something that I had feared my whole life with my intellect. I had always feared something like this. And so with great apprehension throughout most of my life, now I experienced perfect peace and I was very, very calm. And that could never happen without the Holy Spirit. So they took me the next morning, and I just went. I had talked to Jeremy. He was at Biola. I talked to him on the telephone, and I told him, just pray for me. I feel that Jesus is going into the operating with me, so his will be done. And I had a perfect calmness about me. And when I woke up, Of course, I had all the tubes, everything attached to me. Thoughts of how are we going to pay for the tuition, which was due in about a month at Biola. And both of the boys were at Biola. And I'm on commission, so I knew that I would be out of work, and I didn't know how long. But again, Jill and I prayed, and somehow we had a perfect peace. And now on paper, if you had to put this down, it doesn't make sense at all to have a perfect peace like that. So it had to be the Lord. It had to be Him. We had to surrender everything, all of our concerns and all of our fears. We had to surrender to Him.
What did you go through during this time?
Well, like Brian said, Danny, after we prayed, I did have, God gave me His peace. And after His surgery, you know, I know a lot of people, they may think I'm not a good wife because my pastor was concerned about me, my pastor's wife, you know, because they want somebody to be with me in the hospital while I wait for him. But I had already had a plan meeting in the morning for breakfast with some of my mom's in prayer ladies. And so I was there. I wasn't at the hospital waiting because I totally had a peace and trusted the Lord that He was going to take care of it. And I just waited for the hospital to call me. So I had to tell my pastor's, my leader, one of the leader ladies that called me, if I was okay, that I had a peace and don't worry, he's going to be okay. And I'm trusting. I can just sense that I don't have to be there waiting. And you know, so and when I got to see him, and, you know, the Lord just helped us through that whole event by being right there. He was, like Psalm 46:1 says, He is a very present help.
Yes.
And He was. And so I can testify to that.
Brian, you talk about being on commission. I mean, you talk about tuition coming up. That hits home with someone right now. Because, yeah, life is dynamic. Expectations, responsibility, the anxiety can soar. The stress level can soar. Past the roof, you know. But because of what you experienced, there was this peace. I want to ask you to pray. To pray for someone right now who's going through a real stressful situation, not knowing what to do. They don't have peace. They have anxiety. But to minister to them by praying for them. And then Jill, also, for you to, after Brian, maybe you could pray. It could be a wife, a mother, with the peace that you know, that God would give that person peace. And as you listen, my dear friend, there comes a time in our lives when we have a choice. And the choice is to work ourselves to a frenzy, almost to the point of insanity, worrying about, thinking about, trying to do everything which we feel we know how. And even after we're done with that, we just get completely exasperated and even helpless. It's a very rough place to be in life. Or we can surrender to the Lord and say, God, I can't handle this anymore. Could You help me? Well, that's a choice, but I pray and I hope that You would turn. And as Brian and Jill prays, this is a special time of ministry just for you. Brian, please.
Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just ask Your Holy Spirit, would just guide our hearts. And Lord, we know that You know when we suffer, when we go through depression, when we're oppressed, when we're feeling out of control. And Lord, we just listen to Your word, and we're reminded of a verse in Isaiah 43, and it's verse 18 and 19, and it says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." Verse 19 says, "Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it?" I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And we thank you, Lord, for that, that you touched the people.
Father God, I want to just lift up all the listeners' families, Lord, that are represented. And I just pray, Lord, that you know their hearts and you care for them. You care for each one of them. They are precious to you. And when they suffer, Lord, you suffer. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would give them hope and that you would give them that peace that passes all understanding.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, you have ministered to us in your time together here. And as you pray, you pray not just on the surface, but you pray knowing what people are going through. And you know the God, the Christ, who is able to give the peace that passes all understanding. Brian and Jill, I'm grateful that you're here today. Thank you for coming. I also see you wearing a Biola University sweatshirt. So, here, go Biola Eagles. By the way, as we close today, what is it about the school that has really attracted you, that you send your boys there, and now you're involved? So what is it?
I just want to say one scripture that 3 John 1:4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Mm. And this scripture, really, God spoke to us for many years, and that's why we raise our children the way we did, because we want to hear that they are walking in God's truth.
I think what's special about Biola is from the very beginning, as I walked the campus on my first visit and every time throughout that we've been on campus, we feel actually God's Spirit fall upon us. Mm. And many parents have shared that with us independently. And it's a real common thing that happens as we walk the campus.
Well, that's an experience. Well, like, you know, my wife and I have graduated from there, and proud that Jeremy and Zach, and again, thank you, Brian and Jill, for coming to be a part of our show today.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you for inviting us.
And I hope that you have been encouraged by the story of Brian and Jill Fu. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And not only that, but share even out of your pain. God will connect with you that way too. If you haven't done so, this is a perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ as well. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Get to Know Jesus tab. And to join the Good Life Partnership Club and find out the details about it, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Proverbs 1:8 says, listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Brian and Jill Fu. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.